Is this thing on?
There you go.
Hey, everybody. This is That Time of the Week with Maddie Smith, Stuart Fullerton, Ashlyn Salzono, and Caroline Mazzi. This week, we are going to touch a lot of amazing topics for y'all and get them all out there wide in the open. Maddie's a little hungover. I'm feeling crazy. Ashlyn's looking at me like that. Caroline looks amazing. Let's go.
Okay. Yeah. Okay,
I'm ready.
Wow,
I'm ready to take the passenger seat. This is so exciting. Can I just let me get the aux cord though?
Crazy. Yeah, here's the aux cord.
I'm gonna fight.
Just give me the snacks and put me in the back.
Yeah, bro. Put me in the back. Yeah. So what's up, guys? Welcome. We're in the living room. It's hot as fuck today. 90 degrees. And that AC from my bedroom is not really doing its thing. It's not hitting. Bad day to be hot and hungover. Worst combo.
Oh my God. Ooh, it's summer hangover.
Is there anything worse than walking around in that heat?
No, you're like miserable.
The winter hangover is nice because you get to be inside.
It's cozy. Right? You're like, oh, I'm going to take a hot shower and lie in bed all day. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't have to do anything. Yeah. But when like you have a hangover and mm-hmm. it's sunny outside, you're like, why? Why did I do this to myself?
Yeah.
It's like, the worst is like vacation hangovers. Oh. Those are the worst. You're in the sand.
You can't waste that money. And you're tired and everyone else is in a good mood. And you're like, how is everyone?
I hate it. And you're like, fuck, this is my vacation and I'm fucking it up.
And then you drink because you'll think it'll make you feel better. Like you get a Bloody Mary or a beer and it doesn't make you feel better.
And then next thing you know, you're passed out with the bellboy. You know, it just happens just like that.
Ring-a-ding-ding.
Okay, enough about Stuart in Croatia.
Enough about me with the bellboys.
So we're going to talk about our worst hangovers a little bit later. Stuart and I did karaoke last night and apparently I was left at the karaoke bar and I didn't even know.
Not by me, but by our good friend Connor Cregan.
Yeah.
Shout him out.
I thought we left together, but maybe I stayed and did a couple more songs.
Maybe you thought he was another man. Maybe he left and you were like, oh, Connor's still here.
Maybe.
I wonder who you were there with because there were some creatures.
There was creatures. There was like a literal homie. He told me he was homeless.
He said it was 3 a.m. I left Maddie there laughing my ass off. I said, no way. She stayed? And he goes, she stayed.
I don't know.
Anyone who does karaoke is a creature. Like that, you're a creature.
It looked like the bottom of the sea in that karaoke bar last night. Just fucking three-eyed fucking freaks wandering around.
When Coogans used to do karaoke on Saturdays, it was the worst of the worst. Yep. I was like, here it comes.
Yep.
Here's the guy who thinks he's 19 still singing Maroon 5 and he's balding and fat.
Maroon 5.
And he's trying to dedicate it to all the young girls. Oh, disgusting.
I think I knew I needed to like black out when someone did "Now You're Just Somebody That I Used to Know." And I was like, yeah, I'm out. Oh my God. I'm out, mentally.
I actually have always hated
both
that song.
Parts?
I hate that song.
The local
parts. Yeah. So do I have any dates? August 10th, Buffalo. You guys coming?
We're coming.
It was confirmed. The girls are all coming. Let's fucking go. That's the 716. You know what I mean? We're gonna eat some chicken wings and probably my entire extended family is gonna be there. So you get to meet the whites of Western New York.
I can't wait. I've never been to Buffalo.
It's beautiful. Actually,
Caroline
it's
asked, is it an overnight? And I'm like, it's a 10-hour drive. So hopefully.
I don't know. Did I ask?
Caroline was the only one who responded.
Shut up, Buffalo.
I'm making fun of them because they're the ones who are like on the show. And Caroline's like, okay, cool. Is it an overnight? No, it's funny. It's cute. It was cute.
It's amazing.
You messaged the group. So I
responded. I know. No, I thought it was really cute.
No,
she's
saying that like, you're a good person and we're not
private.
Should we fly private
there and back?
Okay, yeah, I'm in.
I can charter.
Do you know that there's a app called Blade?
Yes.
And you can take Hampton rides
in helicopters. Bring it up because I've had to call their customer service multiple times for my old boss.
Oh, so you've worked with Blade before.
I've PTSD.
Know you have a hard time with apps customer service. Your Drizzly story.
It's
from
my Drizzly
three
story.
Jobs ago.
Hence all the... I forgot about that.
Drizzly.
That was
That
was almost four jobs
You
ago.
Went off.
Oh my God. I forgot about the Drizzly drama.
It was Drizzly drama. New segment.
And you almost got...
Now I have open table drama.
Of course. What's going on with open table?
Resi is awesome. Let me say something. It's Resi and Open Table, both of them. What they do is no one understands that executive assistants book reserve. No CEO books their own reserve. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
For these restaurants.
No one.
But all these apps have made it so hard to contact the company or anything.
Hate.
And you have to create a login. You have to use your phone number.
So they're like, who is this? Sorry.
Exactly. For to get all the confirmations and stuff. So when I have to make reservations for all my bosses, I have to like have these different names and accounts attached to the thing, but it's all based on my phone number.
Right.
So the other day, even I tried to give a reservation for, I got a reservation at this trendy Brooklyn restaurant and then I couldn't go because I had a show, and I gave it to my roommate and she showed up and they wouldn't get let her sit down
because
it was under the wrong name.
Because
open table. And I have to email them and be like, can you, why can't I just put, why do you need my phone number? Just email me the confirmation.
Literally.
And then they make it impossible for me to contact them.
It's a bad.
Why can't you give her my seats? Like, I reserved these two seats. Right. I can't use them, giving them to her.
Well, they ended up doing it, but she didn't have the right name. And then the open table just will pick a name that I've been like putting in.
Right.
And I have to go in and change my profile every time I make a different reservation. Some of these times I'm making multiple reservations. I'm making reservations in Vegas. What?
That's, and how many different aliases do you have?
There's at least five.
And she already has two of her own.
Stewart. What are they?
I do them. I'm like, it's either under. I shouldn't say their name. Bleep that out.
Yeah. Open Table is listening to this podcast. Yeah.
No, she meant her people who she works for.
I want to say, if you work for Open Table or Resy, sincerely from the bottom of my heart, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Well, there are people who just pay now. Like,
I don't even think anyone works
for a
there,
table.
Though.
Like,
it's like a robot system.
It's like robots. Yeah. I don't think anyone works there.
It's like call center type shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't know how we got onto that.
Sorry.
What were we talking about?
I was in a good mood too, and then we brought up Open Table.
I about karaoke.
Oh, because you brought up Blade.
And then why did we bring up Blade?
Oh, yes. Because we said we're going to take a private jet
to Buffalo.
To Buffalo, right. And I said we can do Blade.
Yeah, so
and
anyway, Buffalo, August 10th, and we won't be using Blade.
When you get super rich, do you think you'll do private jets?
I hope that when I'm super rich, I don't fly anymore, actually, at all. And probably not. I don't think.
It's so expensive. Even if I'm rich, I think I'm still going to have a poor person mindset about that.
I would love to do first class, too, and you know what I mean?
Yeah. My only goal is to be first class and no more 6 a.m. flights.
Yeah.
That's my life goal.
Yeah.
No more 6 a.m.
The private jet is like,
fly when
if you have an entourage, you know what I mean? That's when you're like, oh, we're going to play games and like drink on, you know what I mean?
But even if you own your own private plane, it's still like 30,000 to 40,000 each flight.
It's a lot.
And it can't really go up. It can't really go to like Europe and shit.
Yeah, it's not. They're
when are you doing
limited?
This research and for what?
I used to work for someone that owned a private jet and it's still that expensive. And then also the people are union. Whoever works on the planes are union workers. So they have to get a break every certain hours anyways. So like sometimes they'll have to stop and let the people on like a break. And it's just like seems a little. I don't know.
Yeah, if I'm rich, no one's getting a break. You know what I mean? Work hard. No one's getting a break.
But you don't want to crash.
They union, like how me and you are unionizing against Maddie.
Yeah, they are. And I'm rejecting it. But continue. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead and report it to Caroline because she's also your boss.
HR.
Yeah.
So.
Well,
we're not sure we're letting Caroline in on the unionization.
Yeah. She already has enough in her life.
Yeah. She already doesn't know if the mics are recording.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, well, let's get into some topics.
Sorry.
What do you guys think?
Now I'm being annoying.
No, you're not. Being annoying. Stall for a second.
Right? Maddie's in the comments if I'm annoying.
Maddie's being annoying.
Oh, I'm being annoying.
You're just being annoying because you're just like, oh, I'm not going to have a private jet. Like, I'm not taking you guys
anywhere.
You're
just trying to get on her private jet.
Yeah, we don't have to pay
for that. And now it's me being annoying.
Yeah.
Suck my dick. Let's make a bet on who gets the richest first.
Okay.
Ooh.
Not including Caroline.
Of my own money, I will never get there.
I can see myself coming out with some sort of product. As you guys know, I have multiple Shark Tank ideas.
I can see myself taking off. I just need like in one really good opportunity.
Mm.
And then I'm going to be an animal because the thing is that I work too much.
No, the thing is that you're Latina.
Oh. And what does that have to do with it?
I can see you, like I've always said,
selling goya beans.
Yeah.
I can see you actually having I can see you getting rich from an acting career. As I said, I've wanted you to play a cop, Rodriguez.
Yeah.
In a film.
I literally
years.
Think one thing needs to happen and this bitch is like disappearing from our lives.
I would not disappear from your life.
Really?
No.
I could see you fucking.
Or maybe Kate will get rich.
Maybe.
And then you guys can be like a lesbian. You guys can be like a that lesbian happening. Couple that, that has
bitch
salons.
Was doing Beauty and the Beast puppets in Florida. She's respectfully.
Well, maybe if she like sleeps with like Robert De Niro since she works at his restaurant.
Bob De Niro. That.
He doesn't
Bob
like white girls.
Rob right, he De Niro. Doesn't. He doesn't.
Let's get into it.
Okay.
Let's get into it.
Wait, can I really? I kind of want to, instead of getting into it, I want to say how I think everyone's going to get rich.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
I think you're going to get rich from stand-up.
Mm, interesting.
Or like career. Like I could see like selling out tours.
I think you're selling out.
Selling out too. You'll see me in an AT&T commercial.
You're
going to
be
in a cop
drama. You're going to be on a reality
show.
Yeah,
Ashton's going to get like a CBS like 12 season show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Some like blue blood shit.
Yeah.
You, I don't want to be a
Caroline,
cop.
I can see you. I think you're gonna like produce something that you don't think is gonna be huge, and then it's gonna blow.
Shitty.
And then what?
No, you're literally the next Jenny Slate.
Oh my god!
I think she's gonna be like a producer. I think she has like a good eye for good content.
Oh my god, that's a new
one. So I think she'll be like, what? She's doing us charity. This is charity. This makes her feel good.
I can see. I can see myself like making a vinaigrette and then like, getting franchised.
I could see you like selling a book and like blowing up. Everybody's like, who Stewart's is this girl?
I would buy Stewart's vinaigrette.
Yeah. Hey, yo. Vinaigrette.
If you did like,
hey, yo. Give me that like, vinaigrette.
Or like,
mama.
A bread with no carbs.
I could see you doing like a food line, like a food. Like a really.
Like Linda McCartney.
Tight, like, yeah. Like, oh, who's that bitch who was like rumored to be doing Coke for a while? Everyone? She's like a hot Food Network lady.
Rachel Ray?
No, not Rachel
Martha
Ray.
Martha Stewart?
No, she's like, I think she's
did you guys
Katie.
Hear the word hot?
Because she had big titties. And
Sandra Lee?
What'd you say?
Sandra Lee.
No, not
Sandra.
No.
Big
no,
titties?
No.
I want this to be me.
Barefoot Contessa?
Not, no. No, I said hot.
Martha Stewart.
Please.
That's what I'm saying, hot.
Can
she's
you
like
Google
Rachel Ray, Martha Stewart.
Food Network.
Oh, Snoop Dogg.
Ladies, not Snoop Dogg. Not Martha
Snoop
Stewart.
Snoop Dogg is so rich.
I could see you with like a Jessica Alba, but like more for millennials.
Wait a minute.
I could see you like Jessica Simpson. Like, wait,
oh,
is it tuna?
Products.
Is it tuna or is it chicken?
And I make like heels for down to
Nigella
Earth.
Nigella Lawson.
My God. Who is that?
That's who you're going
to
be.
Took cocaine and other drugs every day for years, court told.
I was reading about Molly's Game and I could see myself doing Molly's Game.
Okay, yes. It's just because you look hair. Like her.
Wait, what's Molly's like? Game?
She created an underground poker game. And like,
it's a good
and
movie.
And it was really illegal.
Oh, you could absolutely do that and charm everyone. Mm. I could see you with a business suit on.
A business suit.
I could see you working, not being the scammer, but helping the scammer, like Ghislaine Maxwell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ghislaine.
Yeah,
Ghislaine. Wait, Ghislaine. Who's this girl? Okay, sorry. We'll get started.
No. Oh, Nigella Lawson. Look it up. All right. So, pregnant woman, speaking of bitches, a pregnant woman.
Speaking of hot bitches.
Was pulled over because she was driving in the HOV lane, and she proclaimed, I have a kid in me. High occupancy vehicle.
I love this bitch. Sassy.
It actually raises the question, if y'all motherfuckers are saying a fetus is a person, so what are we doing? Mm-hmm. Resi for two?
Tax
am I right?
Break. Resi for
tax
two.
Tax breaks? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I didn't even think about that.
Everything. I'm getting away with everything now. It's also like, who sees a pregnant woman driving and it's like, I need to bother you? Like, leave her the fuck
alone.
Because
she's an easy target. Yeah. It's better. It's actually, pulling over a pregnant woman is easier than pulling over an actual criminal. So, I don't know.
What? Two people are easier slower. Than one.
Yeah, right. They can't.
Can you tell
actually,
that they're pregnant if the if you see
they
them?
Can't drive anyway. I'm kidding.
No, it's women can't that can't tell. Drive.
No, that's what I'm saying. Now, was the fetus a woman? Because that's
right. Two women and one
two
car.
Women driving.
Oh
Jesus
my
Christ.
God, get me
baby
out of
bump
here.
Driver.
My nightmare.
Every time I'm running late to the airport, my Uber is a female driver. I'm like, are you?
Oh my God, them female drivers
Sunday
are chatty
when
too.
When I see a
they're
female driver,
I'm sorry. Do I turn here? I'm like, don't ask me questions.
Oh my God,
men don't ask me questions.
Don't talk to me. We're not girlfriends. We're not girlfriends. When I see a female driver, I feel safe, but then I'm also like, we're about to chat. She's about to feel so comfortable.
Or she's about to be so slow or miss a turn.
They miss turns.
Miss turns. My female driver fucking went down a one-way street the wrong way. I said, what the hell is going on here? I had a female driver. Sorry, I don't mean to say female. Woman. Female's very scientific. I had a woman pick me up in Albuquerque. That bitch told me her entire life in a 12-minute drive.
Her entire whole life.
And she was currently pregnant, too.
Was the fetus a girl? That's why I was talking
I don't know,
too much.
But that bitch was huge. She was taking up the whole front seat of the minivan. Jiggling her arms left and right.
Wow.
And yeah, she said she already had 5 kids with 3 different men. So she's kind of a boss.
Was it my sister?
Yeah, I was like, you know, actually might have been. So yeah, this HOV lane, I mean, pretty crazy stuff. What do you guys think?
I love, this is a very smart thing. I love that this woman did this.
This is giving bad bitch o'clock, you know what I mean?
Also, whoever is pulling her over, is this a little bridge troll?
A little bridge troll,
like,
absolutely.
Why are you really, who do you work for? Why do you care?
And my thing is, like, even if you didn't notice she was pregnant while she was driving, you pull her over, you see the belly, you're like, have a good day, ma'am. Right. You know what I mean? Like,
respectful.
Have a good day.
This is why you're going to be a great cop on the show.
Yep, getting to the bottom of it.
The show's
not going to have a good drama. She will be
like the emotional side part to her partner. Her partner's
good,
like
cop,
a hot white man. And Ashlyn, like, talks emotions into him.
Yeah.
You can't do that. You know what I mean?
What's wrong with you?
These are real people, Sheriff.
Yeah.
Right. Can you tell she's in pain?
She's a baby. She's distressed. Yeah.
Santos.
Yeah.
These are real people.
Yeah. Real people.
Real people.
Or did we say he was white?
Knock some sense into this guy. Yeah.
Not Santos then.
Yeah. Maybe. Ted Cruz. Ted White.
Cameron so Diaz. The officer gave this girl a ticket and she was like,
he's like, you can probably fight it.
He's like, good luck fighting it.
He told her that?
Yeah.
And she said, I will.
Mm-hmm. I tried to fight tickets before, it doesn't work. I tried to fight. You got to fucking...
Yeah, that's because you're not wearing a V-neck, sweetheart.
I know. Yeah. I know, right? It never works. When my car got totaled, I owed the city of New York to like $2,000 in parking tickets.
What'd you do?
Well, my dad
just
paid
left it there.
That's
nice.
Dad.
NYPD.
Well, my dad paid it, and then I sent him a check actually, and like months later, because it was still hanging over me, and he ripped it up.
Wow.
Good dad alert.
I love Michael.
Good
Rock
dad
roll,
alert.
Baby.
Strong relationship alert.
Mm-hmm. He should think of that before going to bed instead of all his anxiety. He should think about the time he ripped the check.
I'm a good dad.
Yeah.
Speaking of dads, 4,000 beagles. I'm so good at transitions. 4,000 beagles were transferred from a research facility to a humane society after being discovered in Virginia.
How are they going to test makeup on an ant? I never understood that.
I think it was for breeding purposes too. Like, they're so
breed, and beagles are in demand. Motherfuckers love beagles. I love beagles.
And
Caroline
so
wrote
expensive.
In the email, "Do you like beagles?" with a smiley face
because they're floppy. They're little.
I read bagels at first. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. Oh, like, 4,000 bagels were rescued. Thank God.
Thank God.
So
oh my God.
I'll adopt some.
Oh my God.
Yes, that's weird. I'll foster some.
Oh, they're rescued. So my rescue bagel.
Everything bagel rescue.
Who's testing makeup on bagels? That's so rude. I think they do a lot of shampoo on dogs and shit like that.
Yeah. To see if it,
and like lipstick to see if it has a chemical reaction.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
and bunnies, too.
I mean, better dogs than people.
I don't... I think people
should
be.
We have feelings.
No. Cancel alert.
I like animals better than people. I think people are vermin.
There's a couple
of
people who go to open mics who I'm like, you should be a test animal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, instead of testing on animals, test on open micers.
And karaoke people.
Excuse me, creature. That's my community. That's my community.
Yeah. Karaoke. Oh, yeah. They could do some testing there. We wouldn't even know. We'd be drunk. They'd just be like, really quick, and then see what happens the next morning. And the next morning, I'd have a flare up, and they'd be like, well, you were drinking.
Right.
You were doing doing karaoke.
Right. Yeah.
And you're like, so I deserve it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad that these beagles, 4,000?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Beagles are fine to me. I'm a basset hound.
Yeah. I don't love the basset hound. I respect them, but I like a beagle.
Beagles are more sporty. They're giving Old Navy.
Yeah, wow, that's hurtful. I had a beagle growing up.
Really?
You did? Yeah. What was his name?
Her name was Freckles.
Her name.
That's so Freckles. Cute. Did she have freckles?
She had like, okay, so we got her from the SPCA and we're fucking idiots. So we thought small dog equals puppy, even though she had white hair. I don't know why.
Even though she had a cane. She was like, shut the door for me. She's like, get the door for
she
me.
She literally was like, I want to go home and watch Green Acres and Jeopardy. So yeah, so I don't know why my family was so stupid. My dad grew up on a dairy farm. I'm like, she's so obviously so old. So we got her and we were like, she's a puppy. And then the vet was like, yo, this bitch is fucking eight out of like 12.
Wait, your parents didn't even know?
Yeah, I don't know what was going on. I think everyone was on drugs at the time. I think my dad was depressed and my mom was
And the puppy wasn't like peeing everywhere, like
it was so well trained.
No, when we brought
reading a book,
when we brought we brought Freckles home, she like shat all over the house because she was nervous.
Yeah.
She was a nervous dog who like I think got beat in her past because she was always nervous, and she had freckles here and she didn't do anything except sleep and follow my mom around.
Yeah.
And she smelled really bad and she had really bad breath.
Well, they always when they get old
she had really bad breath. Like my cousins would be like, ew, get that fucking dog away from me.
So did you really save her? Like, did you really, rescue her?
That motherfucker should have been
put
down.
Who rescued who?
Dude, it got to a point where, like, toward the end of her life, she had a lot of warts.
Yeah,
and I couldn't even look at her. She like I didn't even acknowledge her for the last like 3 years of her existence. Oh, she didn't even hang out with me
because you didn't feed her, probably.
No, because she latched onto my mom from the beginning
because you thought she was like 2 years old and the bitch was
love
old.
Is not unconditional.
She
wanted
to hang out with your young ass. She was like, who's even with this young dumb
That's
bitch?
Fair.
You.
Well, looking back, I'm understanding now. But when you're like 10 and you get a dog, you're like, yo, we got a dog, and you're like.
Hello.
Love is not unconditional.
Are you gonna do anything?
You know what's crazy though that I wrote in the notes? I wrote that like beagles are so cute when they're young and then hideous when they're older.
Dude, they age bad.
They're like women.
They are.
They're like the opposite of George.
You didn't even say white women, just all women.
Wait,
women.
They're really cute.
There's
bad.
An old beagle in my neighborhood who
beagles
I see
are cute.
And she's a
beagles are
crusty.
Cute.
But as they get older,
they're so American.
I always think they're like girly because their long ears look like hair.
I'm like, that is so dumb.
Looks like
wait, beagles are cute, y'all.
But an older beagle
they're
is not.
They're kind of dumb yappers because they're so overbred. I like a good mutt. I think that's the best way to get
it. Yeah, I love a good mutt.
Our Freckles was like a little bit of a mutt. I think she was beagle, cocker spaniel.
I'm a mutt, so I like a mutt.
Yeah, I like a mutt too. I like a freaky looking dog. So yeah, congrats to the beagles and the bagels.
They're so cute.
Speaking of dogs,
like look at them. Look at them when they get old.
That's not it for me. I don't like that. I don't like it when the dog's proportions aren't perfect. I don't like it when the body's bigger than the.
I don't like that either. Yeah. I don't really like hot dogs, and I don't like corgis.
I don't like corgis.
I don't like.
First
to me, it's like you're a fucking joke, dude.
I don't like corgis. First of all,
you're a joke. Like you literally look like a fucking Rick and Morty character. You're a joke, dude. Like grow longer.
Yeah,
legs.
Like the knee surgery.
The corgification of society.
The way they walk. The way with their ass hanging out. They are asking for it.
I hate those asses.
The ass. I'm like, you are asking for it.
And it has like a heart shape all the time. I'm like,
you know what? It's really the people who like the corgis because they didn't ask to be put into existence. It's the fucking people who think that's cute.
So, I don't like it.
Yeah, just put them down.
Cute. Honestly.
The people?
The people. Yeah. It's just like, it's the people's problem that they exist.
I don't like there's a corgi in my neighborhood. I fucking cross the street when I see it so I don't have to share a sidewalk with him.
I can't look at their ass in my face.
Nope.
I like a dog with perfect proportions. That's actually my issue with pugs as well.
I don't like pugs. I
like them.
I fully agree with this.
If you see a tiny pug that's perfect size, I'm like, yes.
I fully agree.
I don't like the face of a pug. I don't like the breathing of it. I don't like
the pugification of society as well. Yes. You know what dog I fucking hate?
What dog?
The fucking English bulldogs.
Hideous.
I like the French bulldogs.
Put your fucking teeth in your mouth.
French bulldogs are worse.
I kind of like those ones.
Ew, I'm like, stop talking to me like that. And those fucking dogs are so aggro.
And it's like one tooth is out.
They look like they have no personality. That is the one.
They're mean.
Like, they don't put enough oxygen to their brain.
They look like men that live in Queens. They do.
They're mean.
What's up? What's up? Yeah.
They're mean.
Like, hey, how are you? He's like, fine. What?
You know what I don't like? Great Danes.
I like the Great Danes.
No, get your little skinny legs
they're
out of
horses.
Here. You should
Are
not.
You mad at me?
I don't like that they prance. They be like, doo, 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 doo.
I like
I'm
a
like,
Great
no,
Dane.
You're a dog.
Are you talking about the skinny leg?
Yeah.
You're not talking about Great Danes. You're talking about
Greyhounds.
Greyhounds.
Yes.
That's a freaky dog. I need my dog to have
that's
some hair.
That's a freak. Like the wire.
The wire if it was a dog.
What's the Weyerhaeuser ones or something?
Oh yeah, I'm not talking about Great Danes. You're right.
You like Great Danes. They have huge paws. Great Danes are kind of like hot.
Great Dane is like it's like giving Adam Driver.
I had a Great Dane. Like I wouldn't obviously sexually abuse it, but I would feel horny.
Yeah, if Stuart was in a room with a Great Dane, an alligator, and a kangaroo, her life would end.
I wouldn't feel horny, but I would feel sexual. I would feel like awkward being naked in front of the Great Dane.
I'd be like, you know, I'm peeing.
I'd be like, the way they're just so big.
Wait,
like
maybe instead of a boyfriend, I should get a Great Dane and just be like, you're my boyfriend.
That would be fucking wild if you got a Great Dane. And you would not be able to walk in it. You have to be like strong.
You have to like ride it. Like
you're also going
to
leave it here every weekend.
101 Dalmatian just like getting scooted in the park.
You just fucking put a saddle on it.
And you're going to leave it here every weekend.
Dalmatians.
I heard they're mean.
They're mean.
But they're gorgeous.
They're so adorable.
And aesthetically, if you could just walk around with a Dalmatian.
But
people with Dalmatians
are like asking for it. They're like, yeah, I have a Dalmatian.
Yeah. It's all about
I'm just like, okay, yeah. Cruella DeVille. Like, shut up.
And then I become the person in the neighborhood with the Dalmatian. I don't want to be recognizable, too. Yeah, that's the thing with dogs is you become recognizable.
Yeah.
And I don't want to. I like being anonymous.
That's how I feel about golden retrievers. They're hot.
They're hot. They're like the lifeguard of dogs. They are hot. Golden retrievers.
Yes. I'm like,
they're avoidant.
Well, I like a good shepherd. And yeah. I actually kind of want
to get a golden retriever just to be like full soccer mom.
Yes. They're so hot. They're like blonde and have nice luxuriant
wavy hair.
Yeah.
Glistening in the sun.
I'm like, are you flirting with me?
I just feel like if I got a golden retriever, like I would be like, I am America. Like this is America.
This is America.
Don't catch you slipping up. I would have to wear the American flag tank top if I had a golden retriever.
When I do see a white person with a golden retriever, I'm like, you probably are Republican.
I'm like, you're a hack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Republican.
I'm like,
dog.
Can you lean any further into your caucasity?
What do you guys think about these fucking doodles everywhere? Big doodles.
Can I just talk about
my
doodle for a second?
My ex had a doodle.
Can I talk
Caroline
about...
Caroline kind of looks like a doodle. Okay.
Wait. Listen.
You do.
I have something to say about
the something
doodles.
To say.
The doodly doos. I took the family dog for a walk this weekend, Otto. He's a mutt.
I love Otto.
He's so cute.
We're familiar. Total flubs, okay? Easiest dog to walk. There's so much slack on the leash. He sniffs everything. Gentle giant. Here comes this fucking doodle.
Doodle prancing around.
It was like a standard poodle, like the frou-frou. And the couple walking looked kind of poodly.
They always looked like their dog.
And the guy's like, are they friends? How the fuck should I know if they're friends? Like, do I talk? Like, why would I know that?
Are the dogs friends?
Yeah, they're like, do they know each other? I'm like,
we had a weird hookup and never called
each other
back.
Did they think you were the dog walker?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck they thought. And then I was like, well, he's very friendly. And so I was like, hold it. And the dog nipped and bit Otto. And I was like, get your fucking doodle bob out of here. And so we went on our way, and I think Otto was like, I felt so bad. He was like all shook up.
I have a similar story. One time Freckles got bit in the butt by a little Jack Russell Terrier.
The little terriers in the doodles.
And then
terriers.
Freckles' butt looked like she had to get surgery on it and looked like a fucking pussy. Her asshole looked like a pussy.
Did she have a nice ass though? Was she asking for it?
I fucking put my dick in it. I was like, fuck, don't tell mom.
Stepbro, what are you doing? Yeah.
She was like, what are you doing, stepbrother? Yeah. I was like, shut up. I'm playing video games.
But I can't say Great Danes are hot. And you can say that
can say that she would fuck her childhood 80-year-old dog.
You knew. I don't even know the Great Dane.
I knew her. That's why I was more intimate. I was like, fuck, this is so hot.
Oh my God.
What? Anyway, yeah. So my mom raised hell with the neighbors.
Oh yeah, you gotta sue and shit.
I think they might have sued or paid out or something. I don't know.
I think I've said this on the podcast before, but I got attacked by a chow when I was little.
I didn't know that. What's a chow?
You don't know a chow chow? They are chow-chow. Terrifying. When I went to the doctor, he was like, we've had a lot of bites.
I always kind of wanted to be.
Do you know what I'm talking about? I actually like the way they look. Chelsea Handler has chows.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, those
literally
ones.
Puff.
No, they're cute.
They're a puffle.
But they're
vicious.
I always kind of wanted to be a kid who got bit by a dog.
It is traumatizing.
It's horrible. I still get scared.
I would be like, I got bit by a pit bull.
I want to be a girl who's
when
scared
I was
of
like
dogs.
22.
Ouchie. Really?
Yeah, and that was even worse because at least if you're younger, like you get over it.
Right.
But now, and I don't like pit bulls, and it's like everyone's like, oh well, they're not violent. I'm like, I understand.
But they're so they're not muscular. All violent.
Not all men.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Girls that love pit bulls, yeah, right. I'm right. Like, okay.
Pity mom.
Get your Ave Maria.
Pity mom.
I'm a pity mom.
Yeah, I got attacked by a chow. Its name was Gracie. My mom was pissed. I don't
Macy
know
what. Gray?
Macy Gray?
No, Gracie.
Macy Gray's a turf. Have you heard?
She's a what?
She's like
a
me.
Turf. Yeah.
Just I'm like, not a turf, by the way. I want to say.
We know.
We know. We are. None of us are turfs.
I still don't know. You have to prove it.
I love Kim Petras. Okay, continue.
That's pretty much it. One more thing. Top stressed cities article came out.
Interesting.
Most
article.
Stressful and least stressful cities. Mm-hmm. Most stressful: Cleveland, Detroit. What else?
Baltimore, Baltimore, Philly, Philadelphia.
All makes sense.
Toledo
makes sense, but these people are just all angsty. I'm like, you don't. What do you have to be stressed about in Ohio?
Crime.
Cleveland, Ohio, though. Cleveland, Ohio is wild.
Really?
Like, that's the thing. Like, when I saw that, like, New York wasn't on it, and I was like, who the fuck? I'm like, what kind of city is more stressful than New York? And then I saw them, and I was like, yeah, I would be stressed if I had to worry about murder all the time.
Murder,
like,
and financial
Baltimore
stress, poverty.
Is stressful. Detroit.
Baltimore seems stressful.
Yeah.
New Orleans does seem stressful.
Mm. Is New Orleans on the list?
Yeah.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Birmingham.
It's low on the list, but it's still on the list.
New Orleans Gulf Shores. I don't know what they have to be stressed about.
I don't, yeah.
Hurricane?
Oil spill?
Yeah. I don't know.
The least stressful cities are actually places I've been to. Fremont, California. My uncle is there, and he's been a pothead for like 40 years.
Of course. Really? They don't give a fuck about anything in California except for
Burlington.
Looking fire.
Yeah. Right. Right. It's so nice and sunny. The food is fire. Like, you can drive everywhere. And once you own a house there, and they own this house, my uncle owned this house for years. They're the least stressed people I've ever met.
I'm
in my
down
life.
To go to Fremont.
All these yeah, cities, too, I was like, they're not like popular cities.
Right.
So I'm like, yeah, of course you're not stressed. Like,
there's not people.
Because you're rich and you chose to live here. It's like Burlington, Vermont. You're rich and you chose this. Right. It's like a
Burlington
resort
is
town
fucking
kind of.
Exactly. Canada. Right.
I actually don't like Burlington. It pisses me off. Every time I'm there, I'm like, this pisses me off.
Is it like
really?
Fish vibes?
Yeah, I don't like it there. See, for some reason, it's like, the main street. It's like,
the people are a little
fucking
weird.
Fucking Alpaca stores and
Ben and Jerry's.
That's a nice lake.
Ben and Jerry's.
I think like I was just there too long last time I was there, and I was like, this is fucking
the thing about New York not being there too. It's like kind of makes sense because stress is normal for us. Right. So I bet you, like, I don't know how they did this research, but I bet you if people were like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how stressed are you, like, to a New Yorker, they're probably like, mm-hmm, 5, but our like head is on fire,
right?
You know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh my god,
you know,
head is on fire.
Caroline, we should send you around to see which is the most stressful. I feel like you'd be a perfect test.
I would probably
Caroline's
get killed
corner.
In the line of fire.
Like, there's so much trauma that you just have to put in the back of your head. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What other cities?
Like, people literally commit suicide
How
while you're on
Arkansas
the train.
How is Arkansas not on here? Because we are chilling.
I was looking for Arkansas.
No stress in Arkansas. We chill.
Well, these other
Colorado
ones are more
like
chill.
Yeah.
Good weather.
True.
Like,
yeah. And we have views. A lot of crime in Little Rock. So.
Yeah, like Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton conspiracy.
He did nothing wrong.
I did not have sexual intercourse with that woman. Remember when you
did that? I watched impeachment. Actually, I don't even know anymore. I can't
remember
when
you used to download things on LimeWire? Yep.
And it would say, I did not have sexual relations with that woman. I never knew what that was.
I never, I was like, is that because I don't understand?
I didn't know
for years.
But now
I understand. Now I know. I watched impeachment.
Now I
understand
it.
And I believe.
And I'm like, all I wanted to do was listen to Gwen Stefani. And here I am listening to a monologue by Bill Clinton while my mom's in the next room getting rammed by a guy I don't know. Sorry, I blacked out. What happened?
All I wanted was B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Exactly.
And now I'm here hearing Bill Clinton.
I'm listening to a bitch have sex to the Grateful Dead. One time I came home, I didn't think I was coming home, and Grateful Dead was like playing in her room, and I could see like candle. The door was closed.
Have you ever walked in on your parents?
No, but I heard them never. Once. I heard them never. Once when I was young. My OG parents, I heard them once, and it scarred me for life.
Oh,
I think it hurt my intimacy levels because I'm like,
really?
Yeah. I think
I'm jealous. I was jealous of kids.
Really?
Parents had sex.
I was horrified.
I was like, oh, that's so sweet. They're like in love.
No.
Because my parents
no.
like literally had sex twice.
No, I'm like, get away.
I was horrified. And
for
I
you
also,
and for Kirby.
And for me and for Kirby. And when my mom had a boyfriend, she made him sleep on the couch.
Really?
That's great.
Because they weren't married.
That's a southern woman.
Obsessed.
That's a southern gal.
My mom invited them right in.
She literally made
her
him sleep
pussy
on the couch.
Right in she her pussy.
Your pussy is calling my name.
My mom had girlfriends, but I never, like, I didn't know yeah. there were girlfriends until I was like 12 or 13.
Right. Dude, my mom.
You would just be like, mom's friend.
Mom is so close to her friend.
Do you want to hear? Hilarious. Do you want to hear a crazy Janine pussy story? This is how I know.
No.
Like, okay. No, it's not. It's okay. not actual. Keep okay. This is when I realized that this bitch fucks. So my mom's on the couch with Dennis. Dennis was around for a while. He had a stash, and he worked in insurance. Dennis.
Dennis
Murphy.
Rader. The BTK killer.
And
drop the name.
So they dated a long time. So one time, her and Dennis were on the couch, and I think it was early on in their relationship. And I found like I'm like moping around. It's like Saturday night. And I found like a running jacket with brand new tags on it and in the closet. I was like, what the fuck is this? This is nice. I put it on and I went out to my mom. I was like, is this yours? And she was like, yeah. And she was acting really weird. And later she was like, why'd you do that? Another man gave that to me. And I was like, you got that gluck gluck, bitch.
Wait, I love that.
In the moment, don't you think you would have been like, yeah, I just bought it. But she yeah. literally
she was like,
she was like,
wanted you to know.
I was like, that was weird.
This is main
went
character.
Went back to download some music on LimeWire.
She is the main character.
She's the main character.
That's also so much trauma. Like, why'd you do that? Someone else bought that. You're like,
no,
oh,
she was
okay.
laughing about
she wanted
it.
You to know.
I was like, I didn't. We were laughing. She's like, man, someone else bought that for me.
I love this woman.
And I was like, oh, I didn't know.
You was like, I didn't know you got the wet, wet.
Yeah,
she didn't
know. That, dude, she's got that wet,
wait,
wet.
That story
I didn't
is
know
amazing.
You got the.
Isn't it amazing? And he was like holding her. They're probably watching like fucking like Nip Tuck or something like that.
Nip Tuck.
Whoa.
The shield.
Yeah. So.
Goals.
I know.
Ladies,
I know.
Manifest.
I know. Be the Janine you wish to see in the world. But
manifest it.
Let's get into this segment that's called Let's Sync Up.
Sinky.
So as you guys know, I'm hungover today. I don't even know what went down last
throw
night.
Up in the
I'm
sinky.
Happy to be here. And today's question is, what was your worst hangover ever?
Fireball. In college, I woke up crying.
Really?
Oh. Have you ever woken up crying because it hurt so bad?
Not of a hangover, a hangover, but of other things.
Yes.
I've had a ton of bad hangovers.
Yeah.
My worst one I've ever had, and to this day, I'm haunted by this. Basically, when you go to Broadway mm-hmm. shows, the wine at the Broadway shows gets you so fucked up, and they put it in this big cup.
Yeah.
Basically, I was with my ex-boyfriend. We went to go see, I think, To Kill a Mockingbird. By the way, blackout.
To see so to Southern Gothic of you.
With his family.
God, really?
And we had, I don't think I had eaten a lot that day, and then we had like two martinis at dinner, possibly three, then get to the Broadway. Oh, and I think we went to a hotel room and drank some champagne as well. Then we went to the Broadway play and drank like two huge cups of like Broadway white wine. Mm-hmm. Blackout, sobbing through To Kill a Mockingbird, clutching onto his mom and his sister. Like holding his mom in my arms.
Oh my
We're
God.
All blackout. Then we holding all go back to the then we all go back to the hotel and continue to drink champagne. And
champagne
I will champagne hangovers
the worst,
is the worst. And I woke up the next morning. I had to go in the office that morning. And I remember my head was pound. I woke up in a dark hotel room. Like the mom and the sister had already driven home. Like they woke up at like 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. and drove home. And I remember standing on the subway and looking at the train and I was like, I could jump. I could jump today.
Oh my God.
And then I had to sit in the office and I remember I went to Chick-fil-A and I got soup from Chick-fil-A. That's how hungover I was.
No, not the soup.
From
not
Chick-fil-A.
Wait, that's a really a crime. Noodle? You should be arrested for that.
I literally got soup from Chick-fil-A.
I had soup today too. Soup kind of slaps.
It's so hot.
It slaps.
No, but
miso soup is the number one.
Yeah. Miso. I did tomato soup today from Panera.
No,
it was good. It was like
while you're
Mary.
Suffering from a hangover, not me, because I get heartburn. So
oh,
I
yeah. Tomato's acidic as
yeah.
fuck.
Let me tell you about
a burger after a fucking hangover. Mm. Oof.
No.
Anything greasy.
No.
I can't
fries,
eat a full
I
thing
can't
after
do
a
that. Like
banana
beef,
baby.
Ugh, disgusting.
I've got.
I have to do like
meat.
Non-meat stuff because that shit fucks me up.
I got to do like greasy, like a bacon, egg, and cheese, maybe.
Ew. I'm disgusting.
It's really good.
I feel worse if I eat. I that? Don't even know. Yeah.
I don't even know anymore. My worst hangover. Let me tell you about mine. My worst hangover, season two of Wild and Out, rat party.
Oh my God.
I got obliterated.
Did you throw up in the Uber or you pulled over?
Yep. So this is what happened. I blacked out at the cast party, rap party, whatever, cast party. Blacked out. The kind of blackout where I woke up with pictures from numbers I didn't know, like, Maddie, we love meeting you. Like, oh all my sorts. God. Let us know if you want to hang. I woke up at 7 a.m. and I had a shuttle outside waiting to take me to the airport. And the world was spinning and all of my items were everywhere. Because when we film, I sit in that hotel room for 2 weeks. So everything was everywhere.
Yeah.
So I'm scrambling stuff. I have merch from Wild 'N Out. They gave me a huge merch thing.
It won't all fit in the bag.
And it's in multiple plastic bags. Ooh. And I threw up in the Uber.
In the shuttle.
And then I kept throwing up. I kept throwing up. And lucky for me, I had an Nalgene.
And you threw up in the Nalgene.
And on the airplane.
Yep, I remember.
What's a Nalgene?
A water bottle that looks like this.
And you threw up in there?
Yep.
In the airport?
In the plane?
Airport, in the line. It was like every 10 minutes I was vomiting.
And you would vomit in the bottle?
And I would go, I know this is horrifying. So I was just like chugging water to keep myself. But I was just like trying to maintain. And I would go... And I had like my blue puffer jacket on. My hood was
smell
up.
Of I, that no, bottle.
Oh, I threw it out. I got to the air. I got to the airport. Threw it out. Actually, wasn't. It was just. Kinda,
I just got the chill.
It was just kind of water. But that was the most. That was when I was like that. That was really horrifying. That's when I should have stopped drinking, probably. But yeah, I threw up in the. I threw up on the flight probably three times into the Nalgene. I was. I remember lying at the gate. And people were around me with their Christmas stuff on because they were traveling to New York City to do Christmas stuff. And they all were like in families and I'm lying on the ground, just like literally like dying.
You're like, the holiday is over. Like, you're like, Santa isn't real.
The noises were like fucking rattling in my brain. That was the worst I've ever felt.
That's
and then
a rough
Andrew
one.
Picked me up at the airport and we were supposed to do Rockefeller Center that day. And I was like, I'm not doing that.
No rock, no tree this year. Yeah. It's not going to be a tree this year. What's your worst hangover?
So the problem with me is that I don't really get alcohol hangover. I get really bad weed hangovers, though.
Oh.
Where I feel like really tired the next day and like foggy and like it just like stays with me. But the worst hangover I ever had was, first of all, champagne is the worst.
Mm-hmm. Champagne is number one.
Champagne dehydrates you, gives you heartburn, gives you a headache.
Sugar.
It's got to be poison in there, right?
Maybe that's maybe I'll create a champagne that doesn't give you a hangover.
Yeah.
Genius.
That's actually genius.
I think you have a better shot going to the moon.
A hangover after an open bar wedding.
Oh.
Any open bar.
Yeah.
Worst hangover ever. Okay,
so it was my birthday and I was at Coogan's and I did car bombs, tequila, and old fashions.
So fun.
And I was like so fucked up. I was like I dropped the birthday cake in the Uber.
Oh.
And then like Kate was like, everyone kept ordering me an Uber. Like I'd be like, I gotta go home. And then they'd order me an Uber and then I would run from them. They'd be like, the Uber's here. And I'd be like, no. And I go run and talk to other people. Like
Coogan's used to get me fucked up. So
I used to get fucked up.
Cause Coogan's was a place where you felt like the world, like there was no real world out there.
It's like Cheers.
It's literally a TV set. You're like, let's fucking go. Dude.
I know.
And so then it was hard for Kate to get me to leave. So then she told my brothers, like, oh, can you help? Like, can you, like, my brothers were like, okay, you need help. And she was like, yes, please. And so my brothers were like, yo, Ash, we out to another bar. And I was like, yeah. And then I'm like holding them like this. And they put me in the cab and they're like, you ain't going to no bar. Bye.
Wow.
And I.
Was Kate drunk too?
She wasn't as drunk as me. No one was.
On your birthday? Yeah, you got her.
Yeah. And then the next day I woke up and immediately wanted like a soda or a club soda, like something Diet Coke. I was so dry.
Oh, a Diet Coke when you're
hungover, sugar, carbonated sugar, you're like,
fuck me.
So good.
Pancakes are good.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck me up.
And I think I called out of work, like, and I worked at 7 p.m. That's how bad it was. Like, I was like, I didn't throw up, but I couldn't like get up from my bed. Like, everything hurt. Like, my body hurt.
Say it again. Like, isn't it so annoying when like your legs feel like you have to stretch?
That happens to me all the time.
And I get the dads.
I hate that. I hate the when your bones hurt.
Yeah,
I walk weird when I'm drunk. I like don't walk properly or something because I'll wake up, my feet will be sore as hell. My legs
sore.
And I do the splits. I forget about it.
You do the splits.
Imagine me. I was running away from people, just doing a 4K back and forth,
running up the hill.
Yeah,
yeah. In your kitten heels.
In my kitten heels.
So cute. Wait, what's the Spartan race? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Is that what you did?
Yeah.
Nice.
That Maddie doesn't believe me.
No, you did not do a Spartan.
I just wonder where, I'm like in Washington Heights?
In Tuxedo, New York. You can drive to other places.
Tuxedo's nice.
We literally have driven to like Syracuse and you guys are like, how did you leave the city?
We're like, wait, I know. You left Coogan's? Well, I feel like we're all synced up. You guys want to hear some speed dating advice?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Let's go.
Okay, I have a good one for this week. All right. The speed dating for this week is a good one. How do I deal with a partner that has a lower or higher sex drive?
Oh, good one.
Very good one. Ooh. Whoa. You have a lot running through your mind. My thing is you got to communicate. And I do think you have to have sex with someone once a week, no matter what. If not more.
Yeah.
But if you're not, I think you have to, if you're not having sex once a week, I would consider, I mean, depending on what SSRIs you're on.
I feel there's ways to like convey, like, I feel very loved when we have sex.
Yeah,
it's intimate.
To like encourage the other person to get you into
it's
it.
It's intimacy.
But it's weird because some guys, did y'all read Three Women by Lisa Tate?
No.
You have to read that book.
No, but it's on my list.
It's an amazing book, but one of the women in there, like, her husband won't have sex with her. Usually, I feel like it's the other way around. Like, the girl doesn't want to have sex with the guy. But I think you have to communicate. And I think no matter if you want to be there or not, you have to have sex with someone once a week or else you're a roommate.
And if you're getting that and...
If not, hopefully you're 30.
Once a week, I think, I don't know because I didn't...
I don't know what's normal. I think you go through like...
We
need to know more about like...
I need to know, is it the girl? Is it the guy? Yeah, is it her? Is it you? Is it the person?
Yeah, because when I wasn't fucking my ex... I was over the relationship.
That's kind of how I feel. I feel
I thought
when
I had
no
sex drive.
I feel like... Yeah, the relationship is sort of
But it could also,
like, sex is a huge part of it.
I think like sex is one of the most important things in a relationship. Like, I would argue top three, because at the end of the day, it's the only thing that you can do with each other that you can't do with someone else.
Yeah,
like
unless you want a sports jacket.
True, we've been proven otherwise. So,
but if you're trying to be loyal and you're trying to de-hole yourself,
no, for sure.
If you're trying to de-hole yourself, it's the only thing that I can only do with you. Like, if I like dates, like, I can go to the movie with you guys, like, I can go I can like chat with you guys, you guys can make me laugh,
but you
guys
could have my
sex
pussy.
You could have sex with us, but you don't want to,
right?
Yeah, like, I asked to share a bed.
Yes, like, you guys, you know, can't make me come, but you can make me laugh, you know what I mean? Like, that kind of so it's the only thing that you can do with this person.
Otherwise you're like
I know.
That's a hard one.
It's
important. Yeah, sex is weird too because like you don't want to force anyone to have sex. You know what I mean?
I
like
know.
You kind of like.
I know.
Thinking about being like, so shall we? And the other person being like, nah, I'm Gucci.
Yeah.
Or the other way around.
Yeah, I think you need to spice up your. You need to spice something up.
Yeah.
If you're
maybe
in a drought.
Getting, and maybe. You know,
and think about now, do you like the person?
Yeah,
because I remember I had a low sex drive, and I at the end of we both did, I still always had sex once a week. I was like, God,
I didn't
like
once a season for me with that man.
If I'm feeling insecure about myself, I don't like having sex,
or really,
if I eat a lot, I'm like, I'm not fucking having sex,
yeah, true.
Or if I have my period,
I'll have sex. I'm like, maybe the lights don't need to be
falling. Yeah, me too. I'll fuck,
right?
I cannot have sex on my period, and I refuse to eat bloody pussy.
Oh, I can't have sex on my full period now.
Oh, okay.
That's why you don't get a period.
Well, yeah, you two have IUDs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I'm fully, yeah, no. I'll do them like last day.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, yeah.
And just be like, hey, there's some.
And I think it's, I don't actually enjoy it, but I think if a guy is like, ew, then I think he's lame.
Right.
He but has, I don't want to either, but right. He, I need to
he
be able to.
He literally has to be like, no, I don't mind.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
But not into it.
If he doesn't.
But not into it.
Yeah. If he doesn't want to fuck you on your period, like, you're like, what are you, gay? You know what I mean? You're like, oh, you're gay. You're
gay.
But if he wanted to, you'd be like, ew, what are you, an animal? You know? It's like,
yeah.
It's like one of those
you gotta
things.
You got to be neutral and just know yeah. that he just wants to get his dick wet.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, yeah.
But yeah, I think, I don't know.
That's
what,
hard.
What were you going to say? You were going to say something.
I was. If I'm feeling insecure or.
Oh, I guess you did say that. But before. Okay.
Yeah.
And the thing about sex, too, is that, like, it's so important because, like, you ever, like, I don't know, like, maybe this needs to be behind a paywall, but you ever, like, feel like the world is fucking you and then you get fucked and you're like, oh, we're good. I can take all the fucking from the world.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
You ever feel like that? Like,
yeah,
refreshed?
It does kind of cleanse you, yeah.
Right?
Oh, for sure.
Like, you're like, oh, I'm good. Like, you know, you're just, like, so stressed. You've had, like, a stressful week and then
oh,
you get fucked.
No, you need.
And then you're like, fuck yeah. The world. Like, you know?
Yeah, I'll get all tense. Hangover, speaking of hangover, sex is the number one.
Yeah.
Sex is like the best hangover cure, in my opinion. Yeah.
One time I had sex after I blacked out at a wedding and I had to leave to throw up.
During the sex?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, not when you're full throw up.
Yeah.
But when you're just like in bed, like.
Yeah. Mm. It'll wake you up.
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah.
Yeah, true. All right. Well, thanks for the advice.
Yeah. I don't know if I gave good
advice. It's a tough one because we don't know
I need
all
to
the
know.
Context, but. You know, try to make it spicier.
Oh, and go to a hotel. Because you're always going to fuck in the hotel.
Yeah, go to a hotel, right. Go on vacation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're always going to fuck
in the
hotel.
Get like a mini go away. Even if you can't
staycation.
Afford, like, yeah, even if you can't.
I like fucking in the parents' house.
Oh, I
Isn't
love
that
fucking
so
in the
hot.
Parents' house.
I'm like, yeah, you love me, don't you?
I love fucking
you fucking
the
love
me. Because you feel like a kid a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, you do.
And you're like we're bad.
And you see his like Star Wars stuff. You're like, yeah, you fucking love
it's
me.
It's a little forbidden too. Yeah. And you're like, the pillows are, you know,
the
a
parents
little,
are up there.
Yeah.
Like, and you're I've like, oh, I hope the parents don't come. You know what I mean? But it's like they're nowhere
it feels
near.
Like
but
Christmas.
It's, yeah.
It's nice.
It is nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Go to your parents' house.
Yeah.
Let's go to our next segment. It's called Over It.
What are you over?
Okay, so we played this in a little while. Stuart was over Resi and Open Table.
Mm-hmm.
So this game goes, you know what I'm over?
What are you over?
You know what I'm over?
What are you over?
Okay, let me tell you what I'm over. I got peeved the fuck off yesterday, similar to your stuff. Running errands in New York City, I just feel like...
It's horrible.
I had to print and send a headshot yesterday, and I wanted to blow the fucking roof off of the place. I order on Walgreens.com. I get to everything you do, like you get there to do something that the place offers and they're like,
I had to get a headshot recently and it's I've cried before at a FedEx because of a headshot.
Really? Yeah. That happened at Walgreens. They're like, oh, they're so slow. Like no one's there. She takes for, I like literally just ordered it. Why is it taking
so
long?
So slow.
Why do you look at me like I'm insane? Mm-hmm. And then I go to UPS. The guy's typing the stuff in. He's not understanding. I'm like, Nashville, blah, blah, blah. Blah blah blah. Like,
I just. By the way, next time ask me to do it.
Really?
Because I'm like at an office and I can like do stuff like that. Fuck.
Well, if it gets bent in the mail, I might have to send another one.
Yeah.
So I was just getting peeved, and then I got locked out of my Chase business account, and no one fucking helped. Like it was just a lot in the row where I'm like, why is everyone? Am I not? Doing affirmations correctly or something? Because everything felt against me.
Like an obstacle.
Yeah, everything felt like an obstacle. I was like in the UPS store sounding like the fucking whitest woman ever. I was like, 934. Like, he's not. And the guy behind him is like monitoring him. I'm like, why is it so fucking hard to hear my words?
Yeah, running errands in New York is exactly like what we said about also doing laundry in New York, how it's like an Olympic sport.
Oh my God.
Like, running errands is so difficult.
Groceries? My arms are still sore from the
groceries. And now they don't want to give you the plastic bag, so you got to fucking carry them with the brown bag. I'm like,
the brown bag. I'm like, what am I, Julia Roberts?
Yeah.
My fucking,
What do I live in a fucking 500, like,
literally,
like little 500 people small town where I'm like, down the block?
Oh, hey, hey, there's the sheriff.
Yeah. Like, good day, sheriff. See you Sunday. Ha, ha, ha. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
I feel like such an ass when I have the paperback, like a baguette sticking out.
Are you guys ever, do you guys ever go to the farmer's market? Like, I'm not doing that shit.
No.
Yeah. Like, why is that even?
No, the farmer's market in New York City, it's like fucking $10 for a rutabaga. Miss me with that.
A zucchini
and
is like
$20. Are hot. I don't even bother. I'm like, you fucking know you're hot. You're coming to New York City from Hudson.
Yeah.
Hastings on Hudson. Get out of here with your fucking tan skin.
With the tiniest samples in America.
Tiniest samples in America.
Costco would never.
Never. So, long story short, grocery shopping in New York City sucks.
If you're living in a suburb and you get to put your groceries in your car.
In the trunk.
Count your fucking blessings.
Count your fucking blessings.
I don't even buy olive oil because it's too heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just never have olive oil.
And the aisles.
My favorite thing is olive oil.
The aisles in New York City grocery store are so skinny. Everyone is lingering in produce. I don't get produce because everyone's like,
should we get green pep? Should we do fajitas this week? And
you want to weigh it? How much is it? How much is it? How many pounds?
Don't weigh it. Just put it in the thing.
Just put it in the thing and leave.
Every aisle is like, oh, sorry. Here, let me back up.
Yeah.
I just don't eat.
It's a job. I really feel like people should pay me to do my laundry and to do
New York City is just the most inconvenient city. When I went to San Diego, I needed business cards, and I got them print with a QR code with my headshot, everything. I got them print and I got them in like an hour. So efficient. Boom bam boom. Them and I was like, hey, like, do you think it's possible if I can get this? She's like, yeah, sure, put it in now, just fast order it, and then we got you.
Efficient. Yeah.
New York would never pick up the phone call. It'd be open table.
Robot.
You walk in, even like when you place an order for food, you walk into a place and they're like,
wait, what?
Everyone just seems like.
I had to get the salad the other day at this place, and the workers, I feel bad for them, but I'm like, what's going on here, guys? Let's go.
And then the
worst part of it is that everyone else that's also a customer is really rude, and like you can feel their angry energy.
Yeah.
Like you can feel like the huffing and the puffing.
There's huffing and puffing lately.
Yeah.
The vibes have been a little weird.
So it's been a little negative. People have been a little bit unhappy.
Yeah.
It's the gas prices.
Yeah. Because everything is so expensive. So if you're going to be paying the prices, why do you have to deal with the headache?
Mm. I know.
Exactly.
I know.
Exactly. What are you guys over?
You know what I'm over?
What are you over?
You know what I'm over?
What are you over?
I'm over when people ask me if I want cheese on it. Yeah, I want cheese on it, yes, motherfucker. If cheese comes with it, put it on it. Slap it on, sis.
Rhetorical question. Default
should be cheese.
Yes.
You should say people should have to take responsibility if they don't want cheese.
Yes. Right. Right. Do I want cheese on it? Yes.
You should say no. I don't. That should be your job.
Yes.
They don't have to ask. Now, where? Can you give me a few examples? Like, are we talking Chipotle,
burgers? Always. Do you want cheese on it? I'm like, what? I'm gonna eat a fucking beef patty?
Orders regular hamburger.
Boring ass. Put some cheese.
Theo's McDonald's order is 2 double cheeseburger, no cheese.
So 2 double burgers,
and he's the problem.
2. Double?
Like 2 double cheeseburger, but no cheese. 2 of those.
It's very masculine.
Put cheese on it. Pasta.
Yeah.
Wow. Ricotta, you want the cheese? Yes, I want it.
Yeah.
I want it with the rigatoni. You want the ricotta? Yes, I want 2 ricottas. Like, put it all. All the ricotta you have, put it on.
Yes. Go off.
Go off.
Extra cheese.
Yeah. I'm so tired of it.
Wow. No one's asked me if I want cheese on that in a while.
Maybe they assume.
Well, maybe they're asking because they don't want to pay. Everything is extra now. You want cheese? You want a piece of salt? That'll be $50.
I think it's disgusting how you have to buy fries on the side.
That's what I'm over. And I've ranted about this before. When the burger, you can like make it. You can add fries for like $5. I'm like,
you fuck.
Sometimes when that burger comes out and you realize you didn't get fries and it's like on a tray alone, you're like, suck my fuck. It looks so ugly. A burger should be paired with fries.
Yes.
It looks so naked and you're like, that's it?
Naked and afraid.
Like the time I got chicken parm and it came with veggies.
Yes.
I should have called the cops.
We got a problem.
I should have fucking called
the cops.
Steamed
broccoli.
You should have called your partner.
That's horrifying.
The bad cop.
I should have called Santos.
When I'm at a restaurant, I don't want to see a vegetable.
Right.
What are you over?
It's very similar. New York. what we were talking about earlier. I don't think you should in New York, you know, you can't text and drive in other cities. I don't think you should be allowed to text and walk in New York City because these motherfuckers are staring.
Be present.
I hate when people are staring at their phones. I want to take in their- the way. I just run straight into people now.
I want to take their head and slam it.
I won't run into them, but I'll huff by them to let them know.
I'll be like,
I'll stand there.
I'll stand there
and be like,
and people look like zombies. They look like zombies. Wally.
They get off the train. They stop. They're like, they stop in their tracks, and I'm like, motherfuckers are behind
or
you.
Pull over. Pull over.
Pull to the side.
I'm gonna start giving people tickets. I really am. Texting and
citizens
walking.
Are us.
Oh, you know what the worst? It's raining. People are texting with an umbrella.
Yep.
Whacking everyone in sight, yep. Looking like Woody Allen. I'm like, what the fuck?
And if you're gonna text and walk, then be good at it. It's like, you know, drinking and driving. Like, you
be
know,
efficient.
Like,
keep your eyes off the page, like you're doing a script in an audition. Mm-hmm. Eyes off the page, up and down.
There you go.
Yeah.
And but have some kind of like sixth sense about like where you should like follow a line, motherfucker.
I agree.
Follow a line.
Have y'all ever seen someone reading and walking? Now that makes me want to pick the book up like Gaston.
And throw it in the street.
Yeah. And throw it in the
fountain. It makes you understand Gaston. You're like, go. What do you fucking
It was annoying. She was reading all the time. She's better than I.
I know.
Gaston was so hot.
You're lost in your book. Shut up.
She's red scare.
That's disassociating.
Yeah.
Okay. You have issues.
You have trauma.
Bitch.
Your dad molests you. Yeah. Anyway. They had a weird relationship.
Gaston's dad?
No, Belle and her dad.
It was a weird.
And Gaston was so hot.
What's going on?
I love you, Papa.
Yeah. And she went to, the vibes were weird there.
We clearly all have like, daddy issues. We're like, wait, what? She loved her dad?
My father's not crazy. He's a genius.
Your father's crazy. Your dad is Robin Williams in Flubber.
My mom said when I was little, I would scream that.
Your dad
like,
is really?
I'd be like, my father's not crazy. He's a genius.
Hilarious.
And everyone would look and she'd be like, stop.
Stop. Your father is not a genius.
Because I loved that line.
That's funny. Caroline, what are you over?
You know what I'm over?
What are you over?
You know what I'm over?
What are you over?
Okay, I've decided I'm over spandex or like polyester, any kind of fabric like that that's not breathable. I was saying because I wore it today, but anything that's like doesn't breathe, I can't breathe. And yeah, my skin
doesn't
breathe.
I like the
breathe.
Tightness sometimes.
You know I do I'm too. That's, I like that's the double-edged sword. Yeah,
just say it to my face. Right? I'm over it too. I'm hungover. I threw stuff on. No, it's what I wear every day.
I noticed it.
I know, don't I?
I wear it too. I wore it. I had one on this morning. And I was like, I feel like
I can taste your rainbow.
Yeah.
Hey, yo.
I don't mind a spandex.
I mean, when it's hot, I will say. Because it's like
Isn't it better though than like this in the hot? Like, yeah. These are hot.
I need literally like a those sack that air is constantly flowing in. I need to be like the wacky inflatable tube guy.
You got air going up in your coochie there.
I need air going everywhere.
That's good if you can do that because that means you don't chafe.
I don't, but I just get overheated. Sometimes. I don't know.
Yeah. I like the spandex, but I'm with you for sure.
Yeah.
Is that boring?
Not at all.
Maybe you should get some more breathable. Like, is there breathable spandex? You know, there's a really good pair of Nike shorts with mesh.
Oh, that's cute.
I just need, like, air. I need to be walking around naked and, like, it being okay.
There was one summer I did skorts.
Right.
Not my best look.
Right.
Interesting.
So hard.
Yeah, that was a few years ago.
The sad part that it is one of your best looks.
I definitely thought it looked different until I saw photos of myself.
I hate when that happens to me.
Me too.
I hate when I'm like, yo, I'm killing it today.
I literally thought I looked like Hailey Baldwin.
And that turns out you look like Hillary Rodham Clinton. Yeah.
No, when I wear skirts.
Literally look like I'm in grad school for
they're like,
fucking,
ma'am,
like,
your
politics.
If you're the president.
If you're not Natasha, the one that Meg marries from Sex and the City, you look like Meghan Trainor when you wear a skirt. Not you specifically.
I agree. When I wear a skirt, I look like Meghan Trainor. You said that too.
I look like Meghan Trainor, I look like Mindy Kaling. I'm like, this is not a vibe. I like to look. You don't see Kim Kardashian wearing fluffy skirts.
No.
Like Miss Frizzle. Or like a poodle.
It widens.
A slim line.
You think you look like, what's her name in Bridesmaids when she's playing tennis?
Yeah.
The beautiful.
Rose.
Yeah.
Who's
you think you look like her in Bridesmaids?
Oh, yeah.
The beautiful, tall one. And then you end up just looking
like. But you
look like
Melissa McCarthy.
Trying to take a shit on the sink.
Yeah. Yeah.
In a skirt. I think she was
exactly.
in a skirt.
Yeah.
Or shorts.
Skirt? No, she was on a dress.
Oh, you would know.
Yeah, I love that movie.
I know you do.
I support women. It's not my fault you don't.
No, it's not my fault I don't either. Yeah. That's how I was raised by a woman who gets shit from men.
and mistreating an elderly dogs.
It's just a picture of Meghan Trainor and Charlie Puth kissing. It's
oh.
Like,
oh, God.
He doesn't look like he.
What an untalented woman. Okay, continue.
That's it. That's our segment, Caroline. Whoa. What's going on? What?
What's going on in my corner?
That went by so fast.
Oh, do you guys want to do another one?
No.
No, we're going to do Caroline's Corner.
Okay.
Of course.
Okay, so here's what people eat from 500 to 50,000 calories per day. And it's all these different animals and people and their calorie intake.
Wait, I love this.
So a cat, for example, eats 200 calories a day. But an anorexic,
I'm a cat.
An anorexic person eats 700 calories a day.
Wow.
A large dog, 800 calories.
Oh.
Refugee.
Great Dane. Great Dane. 800 calories.
A refugee in a UN camp in eastern Chad eats 850 calories.
How what specific? Is this information?
Does it say what they eat?
Went and did the research for the
There's
refugee
a bibliography
and then
at the
left
of
them
this.
Still yeah. sitting there hungry? Was like, how many calories you eat? Yeah. He's like, well, I have like one slice of cheese,
yeah,
and then he's like, okay, good day.
Good.
And then he gets on his private jet. The researcher,
I just what picked else? It because I'm like, this is easy reading. It's okay. So a NASA astronaut eats 3,500 calories. An elite marathon runner, 3,400 calories.
Oh, I should have been a marathon
NASA
runner.
NASA astronauts, 3,500.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. They need to use those brains.
I guess they got to stay on the moon. They can't float away.
Processed foods.
That's because it's it transfers different in space.
No, it doesn't.
The calories, yeah.
I think they
it's like
do.
Bitcoin.
They have a metric system out there.
It's yeah,
totally different.
How? What? So
there's more.
I don't know if I would be able to be in space and eat 3,500 calories
a
day.
That's like
I could do it.
I would want to sleep all the time.
Right, but I guess you have to be maybe on all the time, so you have to be constantly eating.
Yeah, maybe
brain food.
Maybe
literal brain food.
A safety issue. Maybe you explode if you don't eat enough.
Right.
I also think their food must be so processed. It must have more calories.
Right.
Like emergency food.
Like it's not like they're eating a fresh fry.
Yeah. It's not like
they're not eating
like a
Stewart's vinaigrette. I'll tell you that.
They're not.
There's not a McDonald's.
But once we do that deal with Bezos, we'll be doing. They'll be having it in space.
So I'll give you a few more.
The first vinaigrette in space.
Space debut. They leave it on the moon. Stew's vinaigrette.
I wish. I don't believe that anyone's ever walked on the moon. So,
A medieval aristocrat eats 4,500 calories a day.
A what?
A medieval aristocrat.
4,500
calories
Damn.
A day.
Damn.
A medieval monk.
That's why they got that gout.
Medieval monk, 5,500 calories a day.
Okay, monk.
On monks, they be eaten.
I don't
believe
that.
You
see, this is why, this is why we have a disadvantage. It's like they evolved and like they were thin and could eat so much. Think about the girls in the 80s who would always go to like diners and eat burgers and milkshakes and then they fucking had a waist.
And now
we fucking... I mean, diners were so popular back then. They would get a burger and a shake. And now we can't even eat. I eat a broccoli and I gain like 50 pounds.
Same. I feel like women have just never been eating, to be honest.
Yeah. I think it's a new thing that women eat.
No, right? I don't think that's.
No.
Well, women
I think
used
they used
to
take
speed.
Like speed
I
and
think
like more drugs.
Bitches more so
and
than
cigarettes.
Us used to not eat. Yeah.
Yeah. And cigarettes.
No,
right?
Because like
we're
Spanish women always eat. And like
oh,
my
thing about white women.
Oh,
they must have a really good metabolism then.
And they're not always, you know what I mean? Like,
you know, they also have babies young.
Mm-hmm.
And you can bounce back.
Yeah.
Where white women, I feel like, have them later and it's hard
to bounce back.
That's like, I feel like if you have a baby young, you can, your body bounces.
Yes.
Dude, after I have a baby, I'm going to look bad, I think.
Same. Oh, I'm going to blow up like Kim Kardashian.
I'm
going to
look like
bad.
Christy, what's her name?
I'm going to get a
Chrissy
mommy
Teigen?
Makeover.
No, Christy Allen.
Kirstie Alley. Kirstie Alley. Me too, honestly.
That's how I'm going to look.
Every tabloid was like, Kirstie Alley.
Yeah, so fast.
Her battle, 60 pounds overnight.
No, I don't think
she
women...
had like twins.
Yeah.
They were like,
people were obsessed with her weight.
She was
and
in the
Oprah's.
Tabloids. She must have had a really good publicist.
Yeah, but it was always fat.
But it was,
yeah,
that
it was
she
negative.
Was, it's not good. Weird. The publicist was like, please don't release this. Was that her that jumped out of the window in Sex and the City?
Yeah.
I love that part.
Yeah, me too.
No, the women didn't used to eat, Ashlyn. We
no,
eat a
women
lot.
Women used to eat.
No.
Especially like, yeah, like if you think about like.
In Mad Men, have you seen in Mad Men like their poor.
They literally
They would eat like sugar-free Jell-O.
It's been happening
Yeah, but you're
since...
literally talking about like business women. Like you're talking about like a different
No,
era.
I'm talking about like housewives.
But even if, okay, even like older women that you meet that are like Irish and their mom like cooked potatoes every night and stuff like that. Like there's just something, like, maybe it's that we eat out too much. Maybe it's that our food is processed. Like, it's just different. Like I hear, you know, I even hear stories like, oh, you know, we ate shepherd pie, you know, on I'm like, we can't do that anymore. Like, if you eat a fucking shepherd's pie, you'll be fucking Kirstie Alley.
The portions were probably tiny.
They were probably smaller. Maybe they probably had control over their hunger, so they stopped when they were full. Meanwhile, all of us have fucked our metabolisms because we were exposed to the diet.
I also think our food is so
early.
Processed. Like, I think it's like, I don't think we're eating like healthy chicken. You know what I mean? Like healthy cows. Like, I think
we're
they're
not
all
eating
fucking
healthy chicken.
Yeah. Like, I think they're all fucking abused and stressed. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're eating. And that shit is.
Yeah. Let's talk about the most stressed chicken.
Yeah.
Oh,
where's what city at? Are
Tyson
they from?
Tyson in Virginia.
In Arkansas. Yeah. In Virginia too. Yeah. They do fucked up shit to the animals.
In Virginia. The Beatles.
Anyway, I'll leave you with one more.
Okay.
Wait, there was a crazy one. Oh, Elvis in his final days ate 11,000 calories. Bop.
I could never.
I'll leave you with that.
Wow. I've actually been sort disgusting. Of debating, like,
and
Elvis
had a hard
wasn't
time
that
shitting?
Fat.
I think he just got congested.
And he had a hard time shitting?
He
that's
was constipated
crazy.
For 6 months, it's, actually.
That's,
but he was eating, like, he was probably doing a lot and just eating, like, shit.
Can't believe he got died.
11,000?
That's, like, nonstop. But he was probably, like, doing so much stuff.
11,000 calories, Elvis. Babe. Yes.
Look at me, Elvis.
I mean, he made...
You ain't nothing but a
hound dog. Fried banana
eating
sandwiches.
All the time.
Fried banana sandwiches. and peanut butter.
If you just put like butter and mayonnaise on everything.
On everything. And peanut butter.
It adds up.
If you eat a jar of peanut butter.
So his favorite sandwich was peanut butter, bacon, banana.
So
that he probably had like three of those and that was probably that.
Have y'all seen... There's some movie where they like eat... They like make the Elvis sandwich and it was huge. So maybe that's... Maybe he was eating a huge sandwich.
Maybe.
Sure, Elvis. Who knows? Just one?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe it was one sandwich, like that show Man versus Food.
Oh my god,
that show's disgusting.
I cannot watch that.
That shit's disgusting.
He probably takes a bottle of laxatives like before he eats because he was never as fat as I thought he would be.
Yeah,
and I'm like, what are you doing to?
Well, he probably
for
only
that?
Does that every so often.
Yeah, and he probably like starves
clears
himself.
Out the next few days,
and he probably does it for like 6 months, like whatever they're filming, like 2 months, 3 months, and then he like. Eats healthy the rest of the time.
Yeah, probably.
That I could never watch that. Like I was like, this made me nauseous.
It's
like it did not make me want to eat at
it's
that
not
place.
Fun for me,
or eat there or do the
I've
challenge.
I've never watched it, but I don't like it.
It's gluttonous.
It's so. It's like one time they had this like burger that was like the size of this whole table, and he had to like eat it, and it was. It's just like,
they had like a 50 egg omelet once.
Oh my god.
Oh.
It was so bad.
Oh no. When eggs get gross, man. Like
oh, when you turn
I
on
love
eggs
usually, but sometimes if you're hungover, sometimes a runny egg.
Sometimes yeah, you'll
the
turn.
Smell of it.
No. Eggs a go go.
Yeah.
When you turn on something, it's
I know. All of a sudden. Well, Caroline, thanks for welcoming us into your corner. That's I think good. That's our pod. Where can we find you guys?
You can find me looking at Great Danes as they walk down the sidewalk.
You can find me begging a man to have sex with me because I was the one who wrote that question.
You can find me being stressed in Cleveland, Ohio.
All right. See
all
you
right.
there.
What about you? You find me drinking Stewart's vinaigrette.
Yeah. Hey,
thank
yo.
You for, thank you for mentioning that.
Hey,
just for this week, we're going to be doing a 20% off on the website. It's going to be coming right to your email, sign up for text emails and everything like that.
Do
follow us on Instagram.
You can find me faking pregnant to get out of parking tickets.
Oh, let's go. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.